All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm talking to you from the borough of Queens. Here it is the 28th day of June, 2022. A very beautiful day, weather-wise, not so much in the markets many regards anyway. Unless you're short, you might be doing pretty well today, but otherwise it's a pretty bloody day in the equity markets. I want to thank each of you for listening to this show and making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. Also want to invite you to keep your questions, comments, whatever you have to say about this show, send them along to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. Questions, the number four, taylor@gmail.com. Also want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. This week's sponsors, Irving Resources, Novo Resources, El Oro Resources, Core Asset Corp, SK Mining, Timberline Resources, Lion One Metals, and Reyna Gold Corp. I've titled today's show, How Are Those Sanctions Working Out, Mr. Biden? Today's guests are Robert Moriarty and Chen Lin returns, and then for the first time, Michael Spreadborough. He is the executive co-chairman of Novo Resources. He'll be with us to give us an update on Novo Resources in the second segment of today's show. On March 1, right after the Russian invasion into the Ukraine began, David Stockman said on this show, and I quote, "Sanctioning Russia and taking away their ability to use the SWIFT system would be crazy as hell because it will hurt Americans as much as it hurts Russia," end of quote. While President Biden blames Putin for inflation, truth be told, thanks to his energy policies and COVID-related supply chain shortages, as well as trillions of dollars of transfer payments to Americans, inflation was rising rapidly even before the Ukrainian war. But it wasn't Russia's invasion of the Ukraine per se that caused energy prices to rise still further. Rather, it was sanctions against Russia and disallowing Russia to use the SWIFT system, which then for international trade, in dollars and euros, and that has dramatically cut the supplies has been cut to the West and has exacerbated inflation beyond COVID-related supply chain issues and those other factors that I just mentioned. Not only did those supplies dramatically reduce supplies of oil and gas, thus leading to the highest consumer inflation over 40 years, but they also forced Putin to tie the ruble to oil and gas, and indirectly to gold. Since then, the ruble has been the strongest currency in the world. The post-1971 fiat petrodollar that enabled America to fund its empire through military force and subversive activities may be nearing an end because the laws of nature, as they apply to debt-GDP ratios, are driving America towards financial ruin, while our adversaries run their economies in a more responsible manner, I would argue. Well, Bob Moriarty will be here to share his views on why the Biden administration is engaging in all manner of what many think are anti-American policies, not only in the realm of foreign policy, but in other very important areas such as economics, energy, and healthcare. Bob may also have some ideas about who the actors are behind the curtain that are directing American policies. Michael Spreadborough will be with us in the second segment, as I mentioned, to give us an update on Novo Resources. But right now, I'm happy to tell you that Chen Lin is with me to give us his thoughts on the markets. To sign up for Chen Lin's letter, you need to go to chenpicks.com. Chenpicks.com. Thanks for joining me, Chen.
Thank you, Jake. Glad to be back.
It's good to have you back. But, you know, as soon as you come back, the markets take a nasty turn downwards. So maybe you should have stayed away for a while.
Oh, yeah. I've been over the weekend. I heard the, you know, the distress call from the trader actually in China on the, all the commodities. They're selling everything. There are a lot of funds that are just want to get out. So you can see not just copper was crashed, right? Zinc, everything was crashed. Even those rare to find commodity like a tin got crashed. This week, cotton got crashed. Cotton, I mean, I thought consumer demand, you know, goods was pretty strong. So it's really the pullback of the hedge fund, right? The fund who was riding with the wave. And now they want out, and they found that the exit door is very narrow. So they were selling, you know, as if there's no tomorrow. So they crash all the commodity. But however, if you compare this downturn versus the previous downturn, the inventory actually is very, very low. You look at the copper inventory, tin, zinc, you know, as of tin, all the other commodities, the inventory is very, very low. So it's I expect the commodity bull market probably will continue. But we will just need to get off all this weekend, let those funds sell, and then let the real demand pick up.
Yeah, well, I'm hearing on the retail sector, though, Chan, there's a lot of excess inventory. A lot of companies like Walmart and others have built up their inventories after the supply chain issues following COVID, and now they're stuck with a lot of inventory. But, of course, what you're saying is in the commodity sector, those are pretty low, those inventories. So that would be bullish once the knife stops falling here.
Yeah, exactly. There were multiple factors. You know, during COVID, there were huge multiple orders, right? Huge build of inventory at Walmart, Target. And then there also huge build of those COVID-related manufacturing facility, like, for example, LCD, you know, the liquid crystal with display chip supply. Mm-hmm. I mean, chip going to be surplus next year, believe it or not.
Wow.
And
wow.
Then there's also these things. I point out a few in my recent presentation at Metal Investment Forum. But you look at the, for example, TV. I heard in China, people start getting $150 to $200 for 55-inch 4K, you know, stock online TV already like price. I'm pretty sure those will come, you know, maybe sub 200, you know, here we're a little bit more expensive, plus shipping, whatever, it will be, you know, 200, maybe 200 in Black Friday. So if you want to buy, you hold off a little bit.
Interesting. Well, Chan, are you there, Chan?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I was just wondering, so commodities are looking pretty bleak. You're the biotech guy. What are your thoughts there in that sector?
Yeah, biotech is rather interesting, and we you know, as I mentioned in my newsletter, we talked to our friend in Crescat, and they put some position in biotech, as you mentioned in their podcast. Mm-hmm. And right now, it's looking really good. One of my key positions just exploded this week. They're going to get FDA approval, so you know it's hard to have a winner in this bleak market. And another company, very interesting, Tricida, TCDA. I mentioned in this news radio, on your radio show many times, it's my
top position
in biotech. It's one of the few stocks actually did well. It tripled since we talked last year. Mm-hmm. And then there is a fund called Vanrock. They're just actively buying. You should look at the filing. They're buying as if there's no tomorrow. They're buying 100,000 to 200,000 per day. They're buying that. Interestingly, 95% of the flow are already held by institutions as of last quarter. So if they are buying, or if there's no other selling, I do not know. We'll see the filing at the end of this quarter, which is a few days from now. We could have a situation that institutions own more than 100% of the flow. That leads all the shorts naked right there, sitting duck. So we'll see. We'll see the filing in, you know, of this quarter.
Very interesting. Well, that's a company that's addressing kidney disease, and I guess it looks like it's pretty likely that, from what I've heard you say in the past, Chan, you believe that it's highly likely it's going to get the approval it needs to move forward with the drug.
Right, and then the drug could be the biggest selling drug in the world, you know, that the number one. So that's the upside. So this the upside is tremendous, but you have to wait for till the end of next year for that. But this year they will have a data. Q4 will have data likely in October. So we will have a key data that prove they can, you know, the effectiveness of this drug. So that will be the key moment. I expect stock to go up much higher from here. And then for my subscribers, I mean, I was talking about, and then your audience were talking, when they have a big pop like that, you take some off and run with the house money. So we're getting very close. So now it's end of June. We're talking on data by the end of October. They officially decided it's a Q4, but I believe it's by the end of October based on, you know, the management conversation with the management.
Very good. And I'm looking today with the weakness in the market. It's down 92 cents today to $9.72. So if people want to keep some dry powder and keep their eyes on this one, timing for Tresita Chen, how sensitive is it? I mean, do people need to jump in today, tomorrow, or do they have some time?
You have some time. You just watch the filing. You see that fund, Vanrock, just buying almost every day. So eventually, the weak hand who want to sell will dry up, right?
Right.
I mean, they are over 10%. They will likely go to 19.9%. Usually, we'll see the fund when they buy like this. Sometimes they can get over that because they have multiple funds. So there's just not a lot of share out there, you know, loose share out there anymore. So that will set up a very interesting situation before the data come out.
Well, those interesting situations, Chen keeps his subscribers alert to. So those of you who might be serious, consider yourself serious investors, might want to check Chen's workout. ChenPicks.com is the place to go to sign up for Chen's letter. Chen, thank you so much for being with us today. Always great to hear your thoughts on the markets. Always very valuable information. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Jay.
All right, folks, we do have to go to break, but don't go away. Michael Spreadborough will be with me. He's the executive co-chairman of Novo Resources. He'll give us an update on Novo. And I know a lot of people have probably said, Novo, who cares? Novo Schmovo, where's that thing going? Well, I think you might want to listen to what Michael has to say, because there could be some pretty interesting things taking place with that company that's really had a tough time of it over the last year. But it looks to me like things could change for the better. So don't go away. I'll be right back with Michael Spreadborough.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Lion Wine Metals is focused on high-grade gold in Fiji, led by legendary Canadian financier Walter Barakoff. Lion One is permitted for production and drilling for discoveries in one of the most exciting high-grade gold projects in the prolific South Pacific Ring of Fire. Lion One trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. Go to our website at liononemetals.com for more information about Lion One Metals and high-grade gold in Fiji.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.